This is Zach with Home Run.
Hey, Zach, it's Amy with Local Splash calling from the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Same.
No complaints, right?
No, ma'am.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Well, I called in the other day because right now I think all I'm doing is like clicks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm putting about, I don't know, I think it's $350 a month. I can't remember.
We have you at $249.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I can give you an exact breakdown on that. Stand by one moment. Let me go into your billing. And it looks like for the $249, you're getting $200 in Google advertising. Okay, so the $200 is for the clicks. The $49 is just for the hosting of the website for the custom design. So that explains it. You know, they qualified you for the Google Guarantee Department because it's such a fantastic program, and it's not a pay-per-click situation. It is a pay-per-lead, and they're guaranteed leads. They only go to you. They don't go to anybody else. Google backs you as the service provider for the clients for up to $2,000 worth of insurance, and they back that prospect for you, meaning it doesn't go to anybody else. You're not charged for the lead if it doesn't, if you don't set a job, if you don't set an estimate, or you don't set an appointment. If you don't give an estimate or don't set an appointment, it's not considered a qualified lead, and you're not charged for that either, and you get complete reporting on it. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just want to make sure. And the cool thing about it is your lead cost is only set at, I have it here, $22.67 per lead. The minimum monthly budget is $296. So there is a one-time $250 application fee just to get background checks to all face-to-face employees, and to get you advanced verified through Google Guarantee. And then we don't even set that monthly budget until you've been approved. So that takes approximately 4 to 6 weeks is what we have to say. I see it happen faster all the time.
And you said the budget would need like right around $290 or something?
Yeah, it's $296, and that gets you 13 qualified Google Guarantee leads a month.
Okay. So that roughly costs, let's see.
It's about $50 more than what you're paying now.
Okay. And that gets me how many leads?
13. So 13 Google Guarantee leads that are qualified.
So that's about $23 a lead.
$22.67 per lead, yes, sir.
Okay. So once that runs out, then I just don't show up as Google Guaranteed, right?
As Google Guaranteed, no, but you could always, once you saw some return, you say, you know what, I want 16, 17, I want 25 leads, or I want to increase the budget, let's throw down another such and such on it, you know?
Do you think that that works better than what I'm doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do, and let me tell you why. I have not had a single client with Google Guarantee cancel, and the reason is because they're just better qualified leads. I'm sure that you probably came over from someplace like Angie's List or Home Advisor, Thumbtack, one of those, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the difference here is with those companies, they're purchasing a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google. So they're a client to Google, okay, and they're capturing those leads, and then they resell them to you and 5 or 6 of your competitors. You're really aware of how that works, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm really fascinated
yeah.
how that works.
So this is the exact opposite of that. Instead, A,
it's going directly to me.
It's going directly to you. B, they're not even allowed to list in the Google Guarantee Department. That's only for advanced verified providers, and we only take a select few.
Well, what happens if I don't use up that budget? Does it
rolls over. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. And is, did we just target a specific area? What's your recommendation?
Well, what happens is we set it for your service area. So I have your service area. I have you set in here. You're in and around Myrtle Beach, 29572, correct?
Yeah, but I'm trying to target the North Myrtle Beach area code.
Zip code, what is that?
Because what happened, ma'am, is when I first started, I had to go everywhere. So I've got business scattered everywhere. Now that I've got a foundation built, I'm trying to get closer to the home and get more done that way.
Okay. Hold on one second. And let me ask them. Give me just a minute here. Let me get this information over and make sure I don't want to say anything wrong. South Carolina. He would like. What's the zip code you want?
Let's see here. I'm going to get you the exact zip code. 29582. And I'm going to get another one.
One moment. Let me see if they have it here. So the way the Google Guarantee works is per area, it sets that budget. It says, so it is available in the 29858. Let me ask him. Or what's the other one?
Hold on. Let me see what that 29588 is. That's like... That's Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little further south. That's like closer to Surfside. That's a good little hole, you know what I mean?
Which one?
The 29588.
29588. Okay.
I mean, I have work down there and I do service it, but I'm just slowly transitioning this way.
What does your business license say?
It's for South Carolina. I can go anywhere in South Carolina.
Anywhere? Okay.
I have business license in Horry County, so I can go anywhere. So I see what you're saying. It only does it by, like, you can't pick out specific zip codes, right?
Well, I'm checking. I'm checking to see, because usually it's wherever the business is physically located.
Okay? Oh, okay. So my business is physically located in North Carolina.
But the address I have for you is South Carolina, 820 67th Avenue North, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 29572.
Oh, I don't know how you got that address.
Me neither. That's not the address. Let me take a look at a couple of things. Give me just a minute. Myrtle Beach and nearby areas. Okay, I see that. Let me check something else. Okay, then I have your billing address is 15185 Seven Creek Highway, Tabor City, North Carolina, 28463.
Yes, ma'am. Now, and it's a mobile business, so that is the home office right now. But I don't want to really mess with anything, because if we go switching apps and stuff, it might mess me up on Google.
It's true. It's very true. That is very true, and I'm glad you know that. So many people and they think they're just going to make a quick move, and they have to get re-verified, and they lose their reviews. And we can recover them eventually, but it takes time.
So if I do Google Guaranteed, I have to use that 29588 zip code, right?
Well, what I have is why do I have this 29572? That's what's on your account with us. Like, that's like the main one. Did you have the business verified at that address?
Yeah, I can't remember how we did that.
A friend or family member, something like that?
Yeah, I think that's what we had to do because 2972 is down there.
This is Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, we had to use somebody's. I don't know if I'm legally supposed to do that, but.
Yeah, we've had plenty of folks do it for verification in order to get calls coming from those specific areas. Yeah, it shows your business info. It was verified at 82067 Avenue North, Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we just keep that address hidden on Google so then it doesn't show to the prospective clients, right?
Yes, ma'am. So what zip code can we do for the Google guarantee?
Well, right now, for a fact, I know that we can use the one you have on there, 29572. I'm waiting for the technician to get back to me to answer my question as far as if we can move you over due to the fact that the business license allows you to target or use all of South Carolina. So I'm not even going to – go ahead.
That's fine. I'm definitely wanting to do this, but can you get back to me when we have an answer on that?
Yes, sir. I'll give you a call back as soon as I have it, okay?
All righty. Thank you. What was your name?
My name is Amy, and I'll be assisting on your account, and you will have a specific technician. His name is Perry. He's the one I'm trying to communicate with right now, but I think he's either at lunch or he's in a meeting, honestly. So he will get back to me as soon as he possibly can, and then I'll pass that information on to you.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon, Zach. Bye now.
You're welcome.